This Sunday. Side by side at the microphone, from the green light to the speed trap, Chris Switzer and Ray Garino calls them as they sees them, and you better believe them. Here! Relevant news, biased opinions, and outright bullshit regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gasp! Yeah. Mechanical trickery never before revealed over FCC-regulated airwaves. Thrilled to the explosive tension as Chris and Ray cuss each other down the track and barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain disaster as they shake hands with the devil! All that and much more this Sunday at high noon on the Motormouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and Live Feed, Chris Switzer and Ray Garino. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free. Every Sunday at noon on WHPC. Take the Long Island Expressway to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the sign saying no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway. Go right on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass. Sunday!
Nobody's going to take my car. Nobody's going to take my tools. Nobody's going to take my CDs. Nobody's going to take my friends or my food or my ham sandwich or my egg sandwich or nothing, because you've tuned into Motormouth Radio, Long Island's only automotive talk show, with your hosts, Ray Guarino, Chris Switzer, and a very special guest today, Matt Goman Brian, over here on the in the wings. How you doing, guys?
Doing well. Doing well, Ray.
Excellent.
Living life and... Living large here on a Sunday morning, leading into a very nice Sunday afternoon right here in the Nutmeg State, which fall foliage is like up to my lower lip here.
Right.
So, hey, how you doing, Brian? What's going on, my brother?
Doing awesome. I'm out here shaking the trees to get the last bit of leaves down so I can cut the grass one more time.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's
you're
fun.
You're definitely one of mine, because that's what I do. I wait for the leaves to fall, and then I cut them.
Yeah, I chop those suckers up. They're mulch.
That's what I used to do. You know, I threw the bag away for the lawnmower years ago, got a mulching blade, and I just, my lawn, after the leaves were mulched, it looked like I had a brown lawn.
Yeah, right.
That was it. Like, forget about it.
Yeah. Then I heard the theory that the leaves are supposed to enhance the lawn next year.
Yeah, you know, it never.
I'm thinking the laziest guy, the laziest gardener in the world must have came up with that theory.
As long as I didn't have to put them in bags, I didn't care what they did.
Right. You know. So, hey, I know we have a great show coming up, and I'm looking forward to what's going on. But I got to make a grand announcement that I could not make last week, and I'm going to say it to the both of you. Brian, Ray saved my bacon last week.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
I don't know if you heard on the Playing in Traffic extravaganza on Thursday night, but I had a problem with my Chrysler where I went to Home Depot with it, and then when I came out to get in to start it up, the silly thing wouldn't start. It would just crank. And I got a Holley 4160 sitting on top of it.
What did it sound like when it was cranking?
It was like a dead crank, like nothing. I went and bought a can of starter fluid. I went back into Home Depot and spent the $3.50 and bought a can of starter fluid for it. Sprayed the living bejesus out of it. Still wouldn't crank. And I'm like, now I want to kill somebody. I'm going to take this carburetor. I'm going to chuck it across the parking lot without using tools. So, of course, I text Ray, because Ray likes these Holley carbs. So I text him. And this is after I call AAA, after I make an appointment to get a hook, after all this hoopla, I just text Ray thinking maybe he'll come up with something. So, of course, Ray says, well, maybe one of your floats are stuck. You got the bowl in the back and in the front. They're in two boxes, basically, on either side of the carburetor, front and the back of the carb. He says, give it a swack with the back of a screwdriver handle. Yeah, exactly, with a rubber mallet like you're holding right now. So, of course, I'm thinking to myself, I read the text, I put the phone back. I go, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard. So I went and got a screwdriver and went over there and wrapped the heck out of it. Back, 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 hit the back of it. Hit the front of it. Got in. It started right up.
Yeah. No. We didn't talk about that on Thursday night.
That's awesome. But on a quick note, when I was a young guy, wet behind my ears, and I was watching my mentor, a car came in stumbling, and it was all, you know, huffing and puffing and farting and everything.
Right.
And Ruben Garcia was my mentor, and he was a genius. And he takes a little hammer and goes over and tappy, tappy, tappy.
Uh-huh.
And smooths out and runs great. So, of course, being young and innocent as I was, the next time a car came in, it was running like that. Right. I go over and grab a hamburger. A hammer. Because
you hit it with a hamburger too. Yeah.
Tappy, 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 and it went cracky, cracky, and fuel started leaking out the side.
And that's when you learn the fine art of finesse.
That's it. So
we got a smaller hammer.
Another extraordinary thing is, Brian, I don't know what genetic makeup you and Ray have, but any story that I was able to tell Ray when he was home, and you know this, he would find whatever it was, the subject matter, and you would say, this isn't produced. Ray would find it at his disposal in his basement and go, oh, you mean this? Just like you did with the rubber hammer.
I give Ray a run on Thursday night.
Brian does. He does. He gives me a good run, yeah.
I can pull them out, so it's a habit out of a hat, you know?
I think in my opinion, one of my crowning achievements was, I think it was Terry was talking about, this is going back months, we were talking about a Z28, talking about the hood and the hood scoop on the Z28. I said, wait a minute, I got up, and I went into the next room, which is kind of that's where the boiler is, it's the, you know,
where the debris is.
But I have a, you know, it's a parts room, and I have the full-length hood scoop off a Z28.
I know, you brought it into the studio.
I know, to me, I thought that was probably, I mean, because all the other stuff, the books, the small parts, everybody's got that, like, and I just happened to fall into that. It's not like I ever had a car. It was just something I saw that I couldn't let it go in the garbage. So I took it with me. I took it home, and there you go.
Brian, Ray used to have, and still does, but he doesn't show it off as much as he used to. It was a notebook. He had a small little notebook, and in the notebook he kept all of his notes, and Ray is a methodical note keeper. You know that. And it was so funny because we would be, he still has it. There it is.
In fact,
still holding it up
right
now.
My daughter made a new one for me. You see what she put on the bottom? She actually,
black book.
And I said to her, no, it's actually right. I said, you're actually wrong. This is the world's most dangerous notebook is what
it
is.
Yeah, that's what I used to call it. Because Ray would, we would be talking about something that you could never in a million years find the information for. And Ray would drop the book, it would open, and there would be the information literally at his fingertips. And I would be like, how do you do this? And it's just amazing. So I used to call it the world's most dangerous notebook, and that's what it was, and that's what it still is. So
when that black Suburban pulls in the driveway, Ray, make sure I think it's in the shredder.
Well, you know what the problem is? See, this is actually the show book. Mikey T, one of our old co-hosts, 1 year for Christmas, he came in and he gave Chris and I both these planners, the yearly planner, and he got one from himself. He says, I think we could use this. Neither one of those guys ever used them. I don't know what they did. But I said, hey, I think I could use this. So I started making notes from each show and logging the guests. And that more, I have a shelf full of them now from every year back from whenever Mike started with that, which was probably around 06. And I've gone back into them. The problem that I need to correct is I should have also started an Excel list at the same time, a database, because now I can't at the push of a key find a guest or a topic or a number. I have to go literally. I'm sitting there going through the books. I usually find it, but it's not easy.
It takes what? Maybe about 45 seconds.
No, well, it depends. Like something happened a few weeks ago, and I was going through books at home, and it took me. Oh, Wax, I didn't know what year. It was something with Tom Sarmiento, I think it was.
I remember we talked about it.
Kind of hit 1 year. I'm like, no. And then you got to go either side. Well, I don't think it was newer. It had to be later. It's a process. But, it takes time.
My dad was that way, Ray, and we've talked about that. And when it's been when he passed, and we've been going through. And he just had tons and tons of those little notebooks that you flip up, and go all the way back into the 60s.
Yeah.
His daily notes and his day. I mean, there was one thing I learned when I was a kid. When you said something, you had to watch it because it wasn't being taped. It was being shorthanded down and mind it later about what you said.
You know, so. Chris, now the funny thing is on Thursday nights, usually when it's later in the show, we'll be talking about something and I'll, you know, Brian will say something. I'll say, oh, yeah. And then Brian will usually be like, oh, damn, I know Ray's right. And he's going to make a note. He goes, I know he's gonna nail me on that one.
Yep. Like, oh, yeah.
Well, let me just make a notation here. What was that again, Brian? What was that word?
Oh, yeah. That's why I said, where's the shredder?
I'm right.
Stuff gets shredded.
Brian, I have been the bane of some of those notes myself.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I feel for you. Yes. One that's brother awesome. To another. I feel for you.
Right. So I tell
so,
you.
Yeah, so well, what do we have on the show today, Ray?
Okay. This is great. I Mr. Clint Rhodes, and I got to tell you how this happened. I've been a member of the BMW Motorcycle Club since 1999 when I got my BMW. And they sent out a monthly magazine, really nice, slick, glossy, and you know, I used to keep up with them, and now they've just been piling up. I have piles of them. And the other day, well, not the other day, a couple weeks ago, I just happened to pick one up by my desk, of course, where else would they be? And it was an older, I think from 2001. And I read through it, and great stuff. And I see, wow, now they're doing like a helpful tool section for tools that pertain to BMW motorcycles. And in it was a picture of this handy clamp that Clint's company sells. And they talked about it. And I said, hey, that looks like a pretty cool tool. So what I did, I took the information, I reached out to Clint, and voila, we have him on the show. He sent us a couple of the tools that we have, and we now today we finally will have him on the show to talk about it. So it was, and without further ado, may I introduce to you Mr. Clint Rhodes. Clint, how are you?
I'm good, Ray. How are you doing?
Excellent. You're on with myself. There's Chris, too. I don't know if he's the same orientation. With the guy with the red caddies, that's my co-host, Chris. And you're looking at Matco Man Brian, our favorite tool guy out of Maryland down there. So,
hey, Clint,
it's a pleasure. Thank you for being on the show.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for having me.
Right.
So how did it all start? I mean, I'm looking at it right now. Got it with me. Thank you so much.
I actually have a bolt in mine.
Yes. You have a bolt in yours. Oh, good. Yeah.
We came about in 2016. It's just me and my father that have the business. I can't take credit for the invention. An old farmer made this. We're from Iowa, right? So an old farmer invented this a long time ago, and we caught wind of it, and he had a stock in his barn, and so we bought everything from him at the time, and it's kind of just taken off since then. You know, back when this was invented, there was no internet to market things, right, or to get the word out there. So this farmer would invent things and jump from one thing to the next, right, and had this idea. It fizzled out. He was on to the next thing. So we found it, bought everything from them. And obviously in today's world, it's a lot easier for me to reach out to people. And we started everything in 2016, and it's kind of just taken off since then. So,
Clint, how did you guys find the farmer?
He's a local guy. Okay. You know, I don't remember how the story went. We heard it from somebody, right? We checked it out. Everything was there. There was an inventory already. The old die is to make it, right, to punch it out.
Wow.
And so we got all that cleaned up. We punch them out in a manufacturing plant in Des Moines. And we do all the assembly, right? We have them punched out down there. We source everything here. We're big on made in the USA, right? So we do everything out of my dad's shop, have them punched out. Everything comes back to us. We put it together. We have decals we put on there, the packaging, and sell it on our website, right? And
so were either you or your dad involved with any form of manufacturing or tool making in the past?
No.
Okay.
Negative.
This is great. Yeah, phenomenal.
Yeah, it's just kind of a hobby for the two of us, like I said. Mm-hmm. kind of trying to live the American dream, if you will. So it's been fun.
Can you describe what the tool does? And it's ingenious, if you ask me personally.
Yeah, right. We get comments all the time of, man, this is simple. Why didn't I think of this? You know what I mean? Every time when I explain it to somebody, we go to swap meets, auctions. People look at it like, what is this thing? And it's basically a mini vice grip, right? So gone are the days of using a piece of gum or duct tape on the end of a screwdriver or a wrench, right? That's kind of what this solves.
You've seen my toolbox.
Right? And so everybody can relate to that, right? You can't quite reach in under the engine, under the dash, some tight crevice, right? Mm-hmm. And you're trying to balance a nut or bolt or clamp or something. Like I said, with a piece of duct tape up under there, and you drop it, and it always finds the floor drain, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, a little mini vice grip is the best way to describe it. And there's a little thumb nut on there you can tighten up. It's just a little slide mechanism.
Let me show this so Brian can see. So, Brian, this is the tool. I have a bolt captured in the end of it. There's a thumb screw on the back that you loosen. And what it does, loosening the thumb screw lets you slide. Oh, yeah, Clint, it actually looks better on Clint's camera. It lets you slide that jaw open and closed.
There's a little thumb out here. Tighten it down.
Right.
It's a little slide piece.
That's it. There you go.
Yeah. And it's about a foot long, so it's nice. You can grab a hold of it, and you can reach down with it, which is nice. It will allow you access either, like you say, Clint, up into the dash or down low in the bowels of some engine compartment, especially nowadays where engine compartments are incredibly...
Yeah. You can capture a bolt
in
there.
I'll tell you, I see guys trying to put in tow hitches on the back, and then when they drill, they got to go through the frame rail. And of course, it's the first one's easy because it's like 3 inches in, which you can hold and get the bolt in.
Right.
One is, the foot in, and they've done, they're trying everything. And like I said, the vice grip thing is very close to what you say, because guys will use that, but it doesn't form the bolt, because it's rigid. The way your cutout is, that's very interesting. Actually, I'm really intrigued on it. And like I said, I think it would do I would almost classify this as a must tool, like the pocket screwdriver for a mechanic. It's one of those things where when you need it,
that's what I say. You don't need it every day. It's not a ratchet set or screwdriver, right? But for $20, it saves you a headache.
In the field,
this right here.
Ah, there it is. Driver. That is the notorious Matco hands. That thing has lost torque sockets on me. That magnet is so damn
strong. With the magnet and the pocket pry bar, this.
Oh my God, that thing.
And that's what I almost classify yours. Now, I have not used yours yet, that particular tool. And like I said, I usually test everything pretty well before I sell it because, guys will find the most incredible thing to try to clamp hold, if it's tying down their wife or jar, it's going to be, it's got to go through a little bit of a test with me on that. But I think it's awesome. Thanks.
I had said when I was working on my clothes dryer at home, I had a screw I had to get out that was just beyond the reach of my arm, and the handy clamp would have been a perfect tool to handle that at the time. But our buddy John, who listens, who does a lot of small engine repair and things, he said, tell people to go to handyclamp.com and check out H-A-N-D-E-E, by the way, clamp.com, and take a look, and you'll see. And he's right. Thank you, John.
Yeah, and it's funny because I actually looked at it, Clint, and I was saying to myself, it's like you say, it's not going to be an everyday thing. And wouldn't you know it, I was putting a drive shaft on my tractor. I had to pull the smaller drive shaft out of the way to get at the transmission pan. And wouldn't you know it, the nut behind the bolt around the collar, you could just barely get your fingertips in. I went, I'm going to go get the handy clamp.
Yeah.
It worked like a charm.
Did it? Nice.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, it did.
That's just it. Like you said, there's no one given application, right? It's around the house, you know, auto mechanics, the aviation world. We distribute to three major aviation tool suppliers. You know, everything's tight on an airplane, right?
Sure.
So we kind of blew up in that market a little bit. Like I said, old tractors, ATVs, boats, like anything, right?
Yeah.
So that's kind of the cool part. And everyone, like I said, everyone's like, man, I could have used this last week, you know? It's hard to have a specific example, but you guys hit it on the head.
I'll give you another one. Even when I'm working on my bench in the shop, I want to, you know, I do electronic work and whatnot. Sometimes you just need to hold something in place so you can do something else. I'm going to use a handy clamp because this thing opens up to an inch. So there is a limit to it. You're not going to put a big truck on it. But now you could hold a component in place and then and solder
like
on it.
Like the old transmission clamps, right? The three prong guys, right? That if they're hard for your fingers. You can use a set of pliers, right? But this will hold that in, lock it in. You can slide it around that hose. It's not going to go anywhere. There's a lot of different applications for it.
It's like I think Clint, we talked on a phone call. There's a tool that I own. Brian, you saw this on Thursday night. It's called the Ratch Lock. And
it's too much. Lock.
Yeah, I need to clean it back. Yeah, this thing.
What did you make that thing yourself? What is that?
It sure looks like it, doesn't it? Well, it's like a vice grip. It adjusts. You clamp it, and this jaw is what holds the bolt. It was made for motorcycle. Again, it was another tool I got through the motorcycle world, and it was made for if you were out on the road and you got stuck, you had to change a flat, and you had to take the axle nut off. Not everybody had a socket or a wrench big enough with them, so this thing would adjust for different sizes, which was kind of cool because you could use it for different things. But mainly, it was for that. And I happened to be out in Colorado at my sister's place at the time, and the company who sold it was only a town away. I said, hey, can we go over there? I want to check this place out. It was like Industrial Plaza. I walk in. The guy was like, hey, who are you? I'm like, I saw this. And this is back in 1979. So you want to say no internet. Man, This is way back. And I told him how I found it. I was from New York. He says, wow, you came all the way here. Yeah, I came all the way here just for And he sold me one. I'm like, wow, great. So yeah, like we said, it sits in the toolbox. I don't use that hardly ever anymore, but like the handy clamp is something you'll put in your box, and when you need it, you know it's there, and that's when that's what it pays in spades.
You know, it holds the tension on it. You can tighten it down. You know, people argue needle-nose pliers, right?
Yeah.
Will work. You know, you can't reach as far as these, but you kind of have to consciously maintain tension on that. You know what I mean? This... I don't have you have a bolt, right? You know, but it's not going to go anywhere when you have it locked in there. Square tubing is a good example, right?
Yeah,
if you
I'll
can imagine
you.
Working in square tubing, like what Brian, you kind of described.
I'm yanking on this bolt, and it is, it's tight. And I could crank this thing even more. It really is tight. You're right.
That's where we like to go, you know, when we go to swap meets or shows like that. You can see everyone, a light goes off once they kind of figure out how it works. And we have some videos on our website, like you mentioned, handeeclamp.com. And for today, through next weekend, if you use a promo MMR for Motor Mouth Radio, free shipping for anybody listening.
Nice.
So check the videos out. Like I said, it gives a good depiction. Again, so many applications that I think
for sure
the audience can relate to.
Absolutely.
What type of so it's just you and your dad, you know, it's just you guys putting this thing together? I mean, you haven't ordered your group of kids off of Amazon yet to mass produce the stuff yet?
No.
I mean, I'm coming at it one way, because I really think that if you get behind the right marketing or whatever, I think you can really explode or make a bigger impact. I don't know what, you know, your average is it like, you know, what you're really doing, but I'm really intrigued with it. And like I said, once you put it in somebody's hand and show them, that's what I do all day, you know.
Yeah.
Take it in, show them, and then from then, it, you know, it's
exactly. And
it's crazy.
It's, that word of mouth thing, right? The neighbor comes over to tinker around, and where'd you get that tool? And he borrows it, and you never get it back, right?
Right.
Got to go buy another one.
That's, yeah, go get your own. You know what I mean? And I've always said I want to walk before we run, right? Mm-hmm. It is just us. You know, we keep a healthy inventory, but you can't be tied up in that too much. And that's, I'm glad you're on the show, Brian. Guys like you is kind of who I'm trying to get behind, you know, right. They get out there and show everybody kind of how it works, hands-on. And some guys are like, you know, I don't need that. Fine. Right. You know, I'm not here. I'm not that type of guy that's going to shove it down your throat. But like I said, you guys get it. It's handy.
You know, well, no, like I said, the biggest thing is, and like Ray's one of them, and I was one of them when I was a technician, that when something came along, and I mean, you know, unfortunately, I have maybe three of everything. So, you know, I just can't stop at one.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, like I said, I think it's very interesting. I look at it, and I know that I don't know what type of part wise or service availability that you have, you know, like I said, because I could see one end, you know, putting a quarter inch in instead of a thumb, you know, that way. If it's a little deeper, at least if you put an extension on it and do it. Now, of course, I know there's guys that, you know, said do not use an impact
right
on up, and that's what you're trying to prevent. But
well, I will tell you this, Brian. You know, the I guess this knurled end is about it's about the size of the body. It's more than a half inch across. Not a half inch across. You can really get some tension on this.
You could.
I mean, this could be even larger to give you more mechanical advantage. But this, I think, is not undersized. I really don't.
No, not at all. I'm with you, Ray. You got a good grip on it. It's not going to slip off. Especially, I'm also thinking, Clint, I think maybe you probably looked at this further than we did. But I'm thinking if your hands are slippery,
right,
it's a good idea that you didn't make the knob smooth, because I could just imagine I had transmission fluid all over my hands and I was still able to tighten this thing down.
Yeah.
So
and back it off. Yeah, when you need to. Yep.
Right.
Yeah. So it is. I you really put some thought into this, and it's an exceptional. And it's like it's like you said, you're not going to. You're going to have to think ahead when you purchase it, because if you're under the car, you're reaching up. You know you're in trouble at that moment. You're not going to run out and go get it. You want to have it at your at your disposal right there. So you have to think ahead, I am assuming, when you're maybe not.
I mean, plenty of times I'm under the car or under the device, and I'm back and forth 8 times to the toolbox to try and find different things to try and get, you know, facilitate what I'm trying to do. And in the beginning, that may happen, like with this, until you remember, oh, wait a minute, I have that handy clamp, and I can, like, you know about, I have a pair of ice grips, let me go use those instead. You know, right. So it's only 2 trips instead of 5.
That comes down to the 5 o'clock on Friday afternoon phone call to me. Hey, Brian, remember that handy clamp you had on the truck? That's when they call me, because after they messed with it all day.
Right.
Thinking ahead. That's, you know, again, that's the... I present it, I show it, and say, this is what you need when that time comes.
Right, so.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right, so you know what I'm going to do after the show? I will send each of you guys each other's information so you guys can connect and talk and offline and take care of this.
Anybody else listening, you know, reach out to me too if you have, you know, want to do something. That's what I'm trying to market to as well, you know, kind of. Right. But it's not something that I think if you go to AutoZone, right, guys are going to pick up. It's the mechanics that are out there coming from you, Brian. Kind of that avenue, you know what I mean? Yeah. I've dabbled a little bit in like the big box stores, and we would just get killed in there, you know? So like I said, walk before we run type thing. Makes a great gift. You know, this thing fits in your stocking great. You know, we usually do good in fourth quarter, so that's always a pitching point for us. And we definitely see an influx around that time as well. So
yeah, it was kind of funny. You said box stores. I was thinking like maybe even hobby centers could use something, could have something like this.
Yep. Yeah.
Just the other day, I was in Home Depot with my wife. We were looking for something else, and as we're Brian told you a story Thursday night, so you've heard it. We're walking past the electrical aisle, and I said, "Wait, I got to stop and look here." And there was this fellow with a contractor shirt on, spackle over, and he was carrying a 20-foot thing of something, I don't know. And we're both looking here at this one section where there's hand tools. And I forget how the whole conversation started, but I was looking for this Milwaukee's ECX drive screwdriver. They use it for tightening the screws on sockets and stuff, on electrical sockets, outlets. And the guy started a conversation with me. "Oh, what are you looking for?" And I said, "This is the thing." As well, you know, you could use a fill. I said, "Look, I know." I said, "I've been doing electrical work all my life. I've used a Phillips and a straight slot. I have good tools, so they don't cam out. They're fine." I said, "But I heard about this." He goes, "Oh, you mean like a Robertson drive?" I'm like, "Yeah, that's right. That's the other name I heard it called, Robertson drive." So we start dialogue, and my wife is like, "I'll be over in the rugs. I'll see you later." I'm like, "Okay."
Oh, she was still there? Did you get that far into the conversation?
Yeah. And we dialogue back and forth, and then, well, cut to the chase. I go back. I find my wife, and she goes, "Wow, you finally left that guy. He was annoying." I'm like, "Why was he annoying?" You know, she goes, "Well, because he just like buttered in and he was like took over the conversation." I said, "No, but it was now that was two tool guys talking about an application, and I knew right away he knew what he was talking about, and he knew I knew what I was talking about. So the conversation was now on another level, and we just kind of dialogued it out." So she's like, "Ah, I don't know." So now with that, a girl comes over. This is the best. And you know, from the store, and asks us because now we weren't doing anything. She says, "Can I help you with anything? Do you need any help over here?" I said, "Yeah. Can you explain to my wife why the guy in the electrical aisle wasn't annoying, why we were having a good conversation?" And the girl's face just went, and then she extricated herself without even saying goodbye. Like, we got rid of her real fast. That's what we do in New York, Clint. Yeah, we have a way of repelling people we don't want to talk to real easy. We just, but I find, yeah, you ask me a question, I'll give you an answer. You're not going to understand it. It was classic shopping in New York. I don't know. Chris would get it. So anyway. All right, but fellas, we're at the bottom of the hour. Clint, that means Brian knows what this means. We have to take our break and do a couple of things, a couple of spots I have to tell you about.
I got to wake up, yes.
Yeah, we're celebrating 10 years of Caribbean music on this station with a special live broadcast that everyone's invited to. It's Wednesday, November 9th from 7 to 9 p.m. Host Kedner and Marjorie of Caribbean Mixed will be live from KN Nouveau Chicken. I don't know where that is. A Caribbean restaurant located at 2367 Hempstead Turnpike, right here in East Meadow, right? Mm. Yeah, you can join the party at the restaurant or on the air on November 9th. Congrats to 10 years of that show and everyone here at 90.3 WHBC. It's also, I have to tell you that it's also a sunny day where our weather is sponsored by Pantanos. It's a great sunny day. It's in the 60s. Nice fall, crisp day in New York. It's beautiful weather for getting out there and playing in the leaves and pumpkins. And also takes us to our special feature, the Honor Group of the Hour. Chris, do we have one?
Of course we do on this fine Halloween weekend, and it's also the same golden sunshine, light breezes, mix of sun and clouds up here in the Nutmeg State, and about 10 degrees cooler than you guys in New York. But anyway, the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour this week, if you love to decorate your car for Halloween, obviously, we're going for the cheap shot here. Are those other ghosts and goblins sitting in your back seat? Is there a skull or two hanging from your rear view mirror? Are there chrome witches bolted to your mud flaps? Are you decorating your car for like trunk or treat? That's where the neighbors gather in parking lots to give out candy from the trunks of their cars to unknowing children. Yeah. Tell your kids to reach into the trunk of your neighbor's car and get some candy. That's insane. But it really is. We celebrate up here. It's a big deal. And nobody uses sedans anyway. It's all SUVs, so it's all not that cryptic. So if you decorate your vehicle every year, and even if you drive around all year with skulls hanging from your rearview mirror and witches bolted to your mud flaps and the ghosts and the goblins are really your kids in the back seat, then you're part of the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour this week. Thank you very much.
Very nice. All right, so gentlemen, I need you to sit along and hang out while we take care of a couple of audio pieces here, and we'll be back in just about 2.5 minutes or so with more Motormouth Radio. Ray Guarino, Chris Switzer, Matt Goman Bryan, and Clint Rhodes from the Handy Clamp Company. And let's hear a little bit about how we all love our favorite things, our automobiles, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Keep it where you got it. 90.3 WHPC.
My name is Carl Anthony with Automoblog and AutoVision News, and you're listening to Ray and Chris on Motormouth Radio, WHPC 90.3 FM.
This show on 90.3 WHPC is brought to you by CARSTAR Celebrity Chase Collision, with two locations in Limerick and Oceanside, who remind you that New York State law says you always have the right to choose which shop will fix your car. CARSTAR Celebrity Chase Collision offers a full range of services, 24-hour towing between Montauk and Manhattan, shuttle service, and they can help you with a rental car arrangement if needed. All repairs include the CARSTAR Lifetime Nationwide Warranty, ensuring that the experts at Celebrity Chase Collision are always on your side.
Y si hablamos español.
More information is available at 516-593-0920 or online at celebritychasecollision.com.
You're listening to the Motor Mouth.
Hey, how's it going? First time caller here. Everybody on a Sunday, work on your car and listen to the show.
Hey, it's always a pleasure. Chris, I didn't get to chat with you.
This is a great show. I'm checking off all the boxes.
Motor Mouth!
Hey, I don't mess with stock. Stock stinks.
He was under a car or under somebody else's car.
I wanted to commend you on your selection of music.
Motor Mouth!
Cars are for driving, not for eating it.
Even if Ray is talking to Chris on the phone,
Motor Mouth!
In the same room, I'm doing my show.
Get some advice on getting my lawnmower to start up.
Our trained staff of two will help.
And typically, we don't work on that kind of car.
Yeah, I was going to call in, and your guest mentioned my dilemma.
Quite frankly, there are better things to do with your time.
Every Sunday, 12 o'clock, my phone goes, Motor Mouth Radio.
Yeah, I want to know what the is wrong with my car.
Nobody knows your car's like you.
Ray was here earlier, but then he had to go through this thing that he does on Sundays.
And what do you have, like nine people listening to you right now?
Motor Mouth!
Millions of listeners, nine paying attention.
Hush your mouth and play some more good music.
You just went for 2+ hours on Thursday talking about cars and stuff. I want to see you do 2 minutes. Because you are a motor mouth, my friend.
I am a motor mouth.
Yeah, let's face it.
There are answers, sometimes correct ones, and we may have them.
Motor Mouth Radio, 90.3 FM, WHPC.
Motor Mouth!
Hey, you, get over here. Every Sunday, 12 to 1, you are going to tune in to hear the Motor Mouths, my friends Ray Guarino and Chris Switzer. 90.3 FM, WHPC. You might learn something.
I don't know if anybody's learning anything by listening to this show. Normally. But today, with Clint Rhodes from Handy Clamp and Matt Gobain Bryan, I'm sure people are going to learn a plethora of good information. So, gentlemen, back to the second half of the show. Thanks for sitting tight. And, Chris, we forgot to tell people they can call and talk with these guys.
Yes.
516-572-7440. Give us a call. You can talk with Brian and or Clint and talk about the Handy Clamp or anything you want to talk about. We don't have to tell you how it goes. Our callers dictate the pace, which is usually it's a little strange sometimes, but it's okay. We roll with it.
Speaking of strange, Clint, has anybody given you like very unique ways of using the handy tool at all? Like Brian says, tying up your wife or anything like that? Anything like that? Have you gotten any great stories with it? Like you went, oh my gosh, I didn't think it was going to do that.
You put me on the spot, for example. So nothing stands out, Chris.
Okay.
Well, you know what? That's good because we do have a phone call. So we actually should go to the phones, go to the fun and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Gentlemen.
Bob, what's happening?
Robert.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Very good.
Great program today.
Does it make you want to have a handy clamp in your hand?
God, I need two.
All right. Well, hey, listen. They're relatively inexpensive. They're not. It's definitely an outlay you can absorb. It's not going to break the bank. So you can have two.
I'll go to the website. The girls are on it now.
Okay.
I had my usual question for. I'm doing some things around the house, and I'm going to go out to the cars. So my usual question to your two guests, if I didn't hear it, What's their current build? What are they currently doing with in their garage? What are they currently hot rods, classic, etc.?
Ah, getting into the vehicles in the garage.
Oh, you just made Brian cringe.
Brian, I want to hear all about it. I'm going to let you guys go, and I'm going to listen on the radio. I can't thank you enough.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, talk to you soon.
Well, Bob, unfortunately, we don't have that much time.
Yeah.
I am trying very hard with the help of Ray and the guys on Thursday night playing in traffic to get back and get my 66 Fastback Mustang on the road.
Nice.
That has been torn apart for the last 30 years. So it's a shell, and it's a slow process, but I do have to say at least I'm slowly working on stuff and getting, and hopefully I can get back and really work on that. Yeah. I don't know if Clint has anything he works on or tinkers.
You know, I don't. My dad has a 74 Plymouth Duster. It's not a project car by any means.
Cool.
It's our classic cruising car. So I just, in order for me to get a project car, I need to sell more handy clamps. So yeah. That's where I'm at right now.
That's awesome. That's a good sales pitch.
Yeah. I was going to say that definitely is a one track motivation right there.
I'll tell you something. Our friend John that I talked about earlier, who does a lot of the small engine repair and all, he said, how about a handy clamp too? And he already redesigned your tool. He said, put an oval at the end of the clamp, and you could use it to thread a nut on a long bolt. And he sent me a CAD drawing that he fixed. So Clint, I'll send that to you, and you can see it. Yeah, you never know. You see, this is the thing. It's kind of like when you brainstorm stuff, you throw it out, you see what the group thinks. You'll always get some other ideas.
And with that, right? I've heard if you get like a little spring, and if you take this thumb nut off,
uh-huh.
I've heard of guys.
Putting
a spring over to thread it apart, right? So that way it'll as you do it, so it won't slide. It'll
right automatically
knock it off for you,
like
you
know automatically I mean? Untension it. Yes.
Yep.
Right.
Which is kind of like with a vice grip where you pull that bottom handle and the thing opens. You know.
Yep, it's like a little spring loaded. Just to assist you.
Right.
We've gotten inquiries on, you know, different lengths. It's just making this longer or not. You can actually put two together, right? If you have two.
Oh, never thought of that.
You put this thumb nut on one. I don't have two with me into here.
Okay.
And you can double the length.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Use it to grab the thumb nut. Yeah, yeah.
You basically have two on here.
Got it.
If you have to get deeper into the engine or whatever you're working on.
Right. Is that stainless steel?
This is not stainless steel. No, it's zinc coated.
Zinc.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's not going to rust.
Not going to rust. No. Nope.
Well, that's good. Rust. Then I could put it in my toolbox.
Yeah. No. You know, when I was talking to Clint yesterday, we were talking about tools that you don't always need, but when you need it, it's there and you go for it. So here we have a standard size wrench. This happens to be a 3/4 inch wrench. And sometimes you're in the engine bay and you need more and you don't have a pipe. That's where this tool came in handy, Clint. This is that wrench. Yeah. Brian, what's the name of this thing? You sold this to me.
The wrench extensor.
Right, it's a Matco. So this was kind of the thing at the end I was telling you about. You put the wrench in it like this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you got the box end
on
some tang.
Well, actually.
And you got these two arms on either side of the wrench, which keeps the – which basically what you're doing is you're using the same wrench, but you're
extending
the leverage. Yeah.
And, you know, this doesn't
lock it.
It doesn't lock it in place. But when you put it into tension, it's not going nowhere because you're in that direction. And you could use it to loosen in the other way.
Wait a minute, Brian. I don't have to use the box from another wrench and hook it onto the jaws.
That's dangerous.
And kind of not get it to swing side to side.
We know what the light means. The light means we have another call. So let's say hi, caller. You're on to Motor Mounts and Clint and Brian. What's up?
Hey guys, Tom from Massapequa. Great show today. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Hey Tom.
I'm glad
Hey, guys, I'm glad Bob called in. It's always good to hear him. He's such a positive guy.
Yes, he is.
God bless you, Bob. Anyway, hey, I'm a little jealous. I think you guys are on Skype or something and can see each other. Is there any way WHPC could put some video feed onto you guys or something?
Not through the station. No, we actually do have a Zoom meeting going so we can see each other. That's you're right. You keyed on in that very well, Bob. Tom, I'm sorry. Very good. Yeah.
Which is good for you guys, because I didn't know I could call in. I was hesitating because I thought the line wouldn't work. So I'm glad you mentioned that we could call in. The other thing I'm thinking about, I haven't looked on the website yet, but I'm thinking about these tools as a gift for a couple of my sons and maybe my wife for her hobbies. But I got to see what the cost of it. Are you able to mention the cost on the air?
I don't know if we are. Actually, we're not supposed to use any kind of the codes either. If you go, Clint, there's pricing on the website, correct?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Okay. Handy Clamp, H-A-N-D-E-E, clamp.com. And Isaac was asking about this too. You got the right site, Isaac. That's right. Just go there and you'll find everything you need to know.
Okay. And the other thing is, on the website, the gentleman was mentioning some tricks to use it better. Are those tricks on his website? Because that would be wonderful to know. You mentioned like two tricks with a spring and something else.
That is not. No, we just have some illustrations that depict with the setup it is now. Those examples I mentioned were just other consumers, right? Other guys that tinker around with stuff that had their creative juices going, right? Everyone, how can I make it better? Because they're mad that they didn't come up with the idea to begin with, right? So just their twist on doing it. But that stuff is not on our website, no.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And anyway, if that could, you know, maybe Motormouth at some point wants to put some trick. I don't know if you have it on your thing, gentlemen, but it's just an idea because, you know, to hear about the tricks, because you're going to get a lot of, you know, purchases probably from this, at least 9 people listening. And so the other thing is, did you guys...
Guys are ordering it, by the way. They're actually telling me they're ordering the tool as we speak, so...
Good.
If I wasn't on the treadmill, I'd be doing it myself.
Right.
But anyway, the other thing is, Clint, did you modify this at all, or are you still using the original design from the farmer guy?
Still using the original design.
Wow, so he had his stuff on the bull. Is that farmer still around?
He's not, no.
Okay, all right. Wow, that guy sounded like he had a very sharp mind where it came to tools. Yeah. That's good.
And just remember about the price. It's 10 easy payments on the tool truck. That's the money part doesn't really matter. It's just 10 easy payments.
Brian, you really have, they've gotten to you, boy.
Oh, my God.
Right,
I never bought off a Macco truck. My kids have bought off Macco, Snap-on, and it's almost absurd. But anyway, is it an easy payment a buck or is it more?
Oh, no. Easy payment.
All easy payments.
Brian will take care of it.
All easy.
All right. Do you consider the easy payments when you meet me at Harbor Freight?
It just depends on how much money you have in your pocket, but that's a whole different story there.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
All right, Ty. And listen, I'll give you a tip you're not going to get on any website. If you bring a quart of creamer to Brian, he may just give you a handy clamp because he can't find the stuff in Maryland. They're out of it for some reason. You get crabs all over the place. Can't get creamer. Go figure.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right.
Yeah.
Guys, always a pleasure. And don't forget my regards to Joe D. I love that guy.
I just spoke to him yesterday. I'll pass that along, Tom. Thanks.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Tom. Always a pleasure.
Bye-bye. So long.
Bye-bye.
Yes.
Wow. And Bob loves hearing from you, too, Tom. Just letting you know.
Yeah. Picking up traction at the end of the show. That's nice. People are ordering this tool. I think you'll see when you check your sales... for the weekend.
Hey, Ray, real quick, check that meter. Are we up past 9 people or what?
Well, I know this. There's always more people who listen on this, like you do, on the stream. They're not in our local area. And we can't track. We have another call. Let's do this again.
Go for it.
Yeah, let's go to the phones and say hi. You're on with the Motormouths and Brian and Clint.
Well, this is Bob from Rockville Center.
Yes, Bob.
Robert.
And you never called twice, but
I got to share with Brian and Clint that whenever Tom calls, what do?
You crack open a cold one.
I'm going to the garage. Thank you, Tom. And I'm going to get a 16-ounce can.
Oh, boy. All right, Bob. Enjoy.
Tell those guys it's a treat when Tom calls.
It is. And now you're going to have a treat after the call. So that's how it keeps going.
I'm en route.
All right, Bob. Thanks.
Bye, guys.
All right, so look. There are some crazy traditions on this show, and that's one of them.
Been in radio a long time, and I have never seen a combination like that.
Right. Anyway,
Bob has to celebrate Tom calling the show.
I see a blue light again. All right, back to the phones and the fun, and say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey guys, Ray and Chris, how you doing?
Cliff, how are you?
What's up, Cliff?
Good. Guys, I always look forward to the show every week. It's a good show, especially today. And
yes,
I just love to hear about like these. I don't take it for like oddball type tools that. I'm always so intrigued by, like, these, you know, guys that come up with, like, one tool to solve a problem. I think that's awesome.
Sure.
You know? And would they ever think about trying to get this on Shark Tank?
Oh, I don't know. Clint, is that
Yeah, I've been asked that plenty of times. I'd get eaten alive if I tried to do that. like I said, it started as a hobby. We're taking it slow. You know, I'm not trying to we're very cautious with how we're expanding. I think if you read between the lines, you can figure that out. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
there's a lot bigger sharks, no pun intended, out there that I don't want to take away from us. You know what I mean? So that's all I'll say about that.
Yeah.
I just you know, it just goes to show you know, entrepreneurship and ideas, you know. It just, I think it's great. So I just wanted to call in and congratulate the
team. We really appreciate it.
It's very cool.
Cliff, it works on dune buggies.
I could, there's a couple of tight spots in that thing that I could probably use it 100%. You know, so I'm looking at the website today and I'm going to actually talk to Danny up in the garage. I bet he has I'm always checking at his like wacky, crazy tools, you know, that like I said, what's the, you know, Snap-on guy, this guy have next? Like, what's, you know, what's this for? What's that for? You know, and it's kind of cool, you know, these specialty tools.
Cliff, this is something that, you know, Brian does this every day, but I have this conversation with people many, many times. Where I say, you know, we all have our standard sets of tools, metric American sockets, ratchets, wrenches, whatever. But now the specialty tool market has become more and more needed working on modern cars and even older cars. So those specialty tools really define who you are. And not everybody has every specialty tool. So in the shop, you may borrow. And then I've done, you know. My buddy Mike at the shop said this to me. He goes, he'd borrow a tool from me once and twice. And after the second time, he'd say, okay, that's it. Now I'm buying it.
I get it.
And he says, if I borrow a tool twice, then I'm going to buy my own. I said, hey, that's a great way of looking at it, because now you know that you're going to use it. So the specialty, yes. And the specialty tools make or break working on that vehicle or dishwasher or dryer, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. You know, Brian, I know you go on about this ad nauseum with the specialty stuff. It's phenomenal. No, because now we used to just have bits in one length, like Allen bits, but now it was super long. Okay, I bought those. Now they have the medium ones. Now they have the super stubbies. It's like, holy crap, 95 sets of everything, not just one. But you work on certain cars. And a lot of times you'll never, ever have a need for it until you work on that one car. Like my daughter's RAV4 to take the rear, sway bar links out. I needed a little stubby Allen driver. And, you know, you couldn't use a wrench, an Allen wrench. You needed more torque. You had to put it on a ratchet. So I took one of my Allen drivers and I cut the damn thing down to like a quarter inch. There you go. So
that's cool. I mean, I remember as a young guy first trying to take a pair of shocks out of a car, you know, vice grips, sockets, or, you know, pliers. And then some guy goes, you know, they make a socket that fits right on top of that. Shock tank.
Yeah.
You know, like,
right.
An oval kind of odd. Yeah. And, you know, you never know the name of that tool, but it's okay. Yeah, great.
It's like it's a double D.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's the same thing on the Quadrajets in the 80s for the adjusting mixture screws. It was a double D tool, and that's, yeah. And once I got one of those, boy, the game changed with shock absorbers. So
it's not even a redhead.
Right. All right.
Take care, guys.
Thanks,
always
Cliff.
A pleasure to hear you guys.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Cliff.
So long.
Bye.
All right.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times I cut the wires off an O2 sensor, put a 3/4 inch
socket.
socket. I was like, they cut an arch out of the side of the socket for the wire. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I was going to say, what did you do to reinstall that new sensor? Like, cut the wires off and resolder them back on?
Just resolder them back on.
7/8 inch.
Especially when you got to a newer vehicle on that you couldn't cut that wire because it has air flowing through there, and that's part of the sensing. So you're chasing a check engine light for sure.
Right, for the heated ones, yeah.
Yeah, the heated. Wow.
Like your Explorer that has bad oxygen sensors.
Yeah, well, I think if the Explorer's oxygen sensor issue needs to be, I need to go through the drive cycle for that. I haven't put it on the highway for like 50 miles and then turn around and do 50 miles back. I haven't done that yet, so it's still in that incomplete mode.
Right.
So luckily, the gas is so expensive, you don't need a gallon anymore. Just a pint will do pretty good with a match.
Yeah. There you go.
I've been thinking about it, Brian.
Oh, boy.
That option's still on the table.
I'm sorry, guys. The coffee's wearing off, and I'm getting a little cranky. I'm sorry.
Well, you know what? We are coming towards the end of the show. We only have a few minutes left. And, Clint, I didn't get to tell you this, but we do have a cold end to this show because we have another show. Kim is getting ready right now. She comes in right after us. So when we're done and we say goodbye, this Zoom meeting ends. If you want to talk, we got to make a phone. We have to have a phone call.
Right.
So it's not that we are being rude. We don't have a choice. No, so.
I get it.
Final thoughts. Clint, you want to put out the information how people can find you and your tool?
Yeah, well, check us out.
This tool that you are selling, not your tool.
Handyclamp.com, H-A-N-D-E-E, clamp.com. You can find us on Amazon. If you go to our website, all the information's there, right? I know it can be a lot trying to figure out what does this damn tool do. There's videos on there. We have a couple ads on Motor Trend TV. Those videos are up there. Do a great job of kind of showing real life examples how to use it. A little backstory on our business. Different ways again to use our tool. We have some different deals going on. It makes a great gift.
Excellent.
I hammer that home, right, with Christmas coming up.
Just
check it. I try to direct everyone to our website, and all the information's there. I got an email address on there.
Okay.
Give me a call, my phone number. Got any questions? You want to do more business? Give me a shout. You know what I mean?
And I will put you and Brian together. And when I use when I use it next time, and remember to take some pictures, I'll put some stuff up on social media because we're Motor Mouth Radio on Facebook, on Twitter, and on the web, and we're Real_MotorMouthRadio on Instagram. So we'll put some pictures up in there. We'll share that. Brian, what are your final thoughts? I know you're jonesing for Creamer, but
I'm very interested. I'll be talking, and I'll have some pictures up on. You can follow me on my Facebook and my Instagram's the same. Hey Macko Man, and like I said, I think it's very interesting, and I'm intrigued, and I like to get my hands on it. And to remind everybody to come out on Monday to the tool truck. I got my candy jar full of candy for Halloween. We're all ready to go.
Tide Pods.
With the Tide Pods.
Nice. All right. Well,
right in with all the thing.
We have to wrap because Kim is in. We got to go. Chris, what do we always say that everybody else
Brian,
always says?
What do we always say?
Brian's got it. Go on, Brian. What is it?
Come on, Brian.
You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook, but do not follow us home.
Right. Don't follow us home.
Thank you.
Unless you got a handy clamp.
Yes.
Clint, thank you. Brian, thank you. We'll be back next week. More Motor Mouth Radio. Chris and Ray signing off. Gentlemen, thank you. 90.3 WHBC.
See you.